Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles.
You don't need that love.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles. Good morning, everybody. 5:04 a.m. here on the West Coast. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Good morning. Good morning. KFI AM 640. That's right. We're right there on iHeartRadio. Got your app ready. How's your Memorial Day weekend Sunday coming along? I can't even believe it's the unofficial start of summer because we have hail here in Southern California. Like, weird. And today we have some rain coming our way. It's gray. It's so weird for us true Angelenos. I kid you not. It actually affects us. I have so many friends who've been calling me complaining. I feel sad. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? I don't know. It's just not totally sunny and not hot. I'm like, listen, I'm sorry. I don't know that I have a lot of control over the weather, but I can send an email to the weather gods, whoever that may be, to look into it for you. But listen, can I get a round of applause here and kudos to the team here at KFI? This is not a recording, ladies and gentlemen. Tessa Barrera in the newsroom live with us on this holiday Sunday.
Live is like debatable, like, but I am definitely here and I'm happy to see you, friend.
Producer Sam as well.
Yay.
Is it debatable you're here live?
I am here in body. My spirit is floating somewhere over Burbank.
Honestly. And then there's Hector. He's so Board up, Hector. I know. Boy, it's so weird, right? It's almost like your body knows. It's a holiday weekend. Why are you awake? Go back to sleep. That little voice, I tell you. So anyhow, but I do want to start and kick off the show with some of the breaking news, you know, big stories over the weekend. And the big one, of course, was this really awful ride, the amusement park injury that happened yesterday. I know, Tessa, you have it in your rundown as well, but that log ride in Riverside where the family, you know, it's a holiday weekend, everyone's together, they get on this log ride, and I guess it happened at about 4:47 p.m. at the Castle Park, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah, Castle Park Amusement Park.
Castle Park Amusement Park, and that's, again, over in Riverside. And unfortunately, somehow there was some kind of mechanical failure with the water pump or so, and so that ride in particular, I mean, that little log ride, you know, turned over, ejected a woman, and then there was a young boy, 10 years old, minor injuries, thankfully, but still, I mean, traumatized by what happened. And also seeing this woman be ejected, and she's in critical condition. That is awful. I always think about how people who go on vacation, for example, and, you know, you're excited, you have these plans of what you're going to, you know, talk about when you come back, and then it ends up being like a tragedy. And that's exactly what happened with this family, right? I mean, and also, the father of the 10-year-old was also injured. I mean, minor, thankfully, but still, what a stain for that entire family and for also people who were there and who saw it. They've shut down the ride. They are investigating. I know the spokesperson for the park made it clear that they do inspect their rides daily. You know, safety is everything. But at this point, they've got to figure out what the heck caused that. In case you're wondering, where the heck is this Castle Park Amusement Park? It's basically over there off of Polk Street. The 3500 block of Polk Street, but Riverside Fire investigating, looking at that as well. They showed up and took everybody. We know the California Department of Health and Safety is on scene as well.
I grew up thinking those log rides were the easiest of all of the rides. That would probably be the one that I would least expect to have issues like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too. It's like my favorite ride from Disneyland.
Yeah, I love the one at Knott's Berry Farm, funny you say.
That too.
Yeah, you'd think it wouldn't overturn like that, but it just goes to show that you never know. You know, coming from a news background, I kid you not, I am the worst though, because I will go to the bank even. I kid you not. And this is the way my little mind works. I will be standing in line at the bank and think, you know,
Elizabeth, this could be the day somebody comes in here and opens fire. And then you just have to drop to the ground. And I'm like, could you stop, please? Could you stop? Like I have movies playing in my head. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, most people are like, I can't believe it. You only see it in movies. I'm the opposite.
See it every day.
Right. So I go, oh, yeah, no, this could be it. Or like I'm in line at Starbucks and I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, I know that's a serial killer who has this little kid stored in his house somewhere. He's standing behind me. I know that's him. That's him.
Head on a swivel, girl. Keep your head on a swivel.
I was like, wow, paranoia, take it easy.
Well, and the honest to God truth is that might be the case. You never know. You come in with a level of preparedness based off of all the experiences you have, for sure.
Isn't it so random, though? I mean, it really, really is. It's like, whoa, take it easy, lady. Anyhow, so we send our love and prayers, really, to this woman who is in critical condition over in Riverside as a result of that. The other story that's making a lot of headlines, as you guys know, is the president is in Japan. So an emperor meeting with another emperor. Whoa, just saying. So they're going to do sumo wrestling, I heard. Come on, don't go watch a match. You both should get in the ring. Make it visual. You're a different type of president. You like to, you know, shake it up a little. Why not?
I think he would actually look pretty good in one of those, the outfits that they wear. Yeah.
Okay, I already have an eyesore. Oh my God, I can feel it. The sty is already building. Oh, just thinking about it.
I think, honestly, most, like, foreign squabbles need to be solved in a sumo wrestling ring.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding though. But of course, what is really kind of cool is he's always got California on his mind, by the way, President Trump, because he's out there, you know, it's this big meet and greet, has a big dinner tonight. And I love how he, of course, had enough time to tweet about California because he's pissed at one of our federal judges out here who ruled that he can't build part of his wall at the southern border. It was interesting. I was listening to a think tank that was talking about even though we always focus on the southern border when we talk about immigration in California, apparently the largest group of immigrants coming through California don't come from the south, contrary to popular beliefs. He's an optics are everything in perception, I should say. But this think tank says it's actually from Asia. Hmm. And doesn't that make sense when you really, you know, do the math in your head? Yeah. And also, you know, we want to talk about Memorial Day, because that's really why you have the day off tomorrow, my friends. And to understand why we honestly have this holiday and the fact that it's about honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. And so I want to talk a little bit about that more in depth, of course, in this next segment coming up. Before we go, though, don't forget to hit us up on social media. Instagram is at Elizabeth Espinosa. Twitter is at @E_Espinosa. And we have some incredible barbecuing grill tips coming up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you, Tessa, are you a big griller, by the way? You're from Texas.
I used to be. Out here, not so much. But yeah, back home, definitely.
So why not? Why not here? Since there's no space?
Well, I feel like my family usually does it. So they kind of do all the heavy lifting, and I just go and enjoy. And here, it's so expensive. I'm like, no, I'm not buying this Wagyu beef to grill. This organic
this Kobe grass. Thing.
Yeah.
I love how you walk in. You're like, oh, I help with the grilling. See that? I grab the tongs, and I'm... taking a selfie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I helped. So we've got some great tips coming up. I guess producer Sam is a big griller.
I very much am. I take pride in my work, my grillmanship.
I love it. Well, you know what? I'm a great salad person for these barbecues. So I'll give you my...
You grill interviews. That's what you grill people.
Drop the mic. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We'll be back with all of that. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
That's right, baby. Born in the USA.
Such a good song. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Yes, not Bruce Springsteen. Who knew? KFI AM 640 iHeartRadio. I try to do like the little commercial iHeartRadio. So are you guys on social? Everybody hitting us up on social media. Remember, if you miss a show, you can podcast us at KFIAM640.com. Keyword Sunday morning. It is nice and early, but you know what? It is 8:20 a.m. on the East Coast. So all of you, shout out to you East Coasters right now, already getting your day started. Also in the Midwest, a little bit earlier. And then, of course, here, 5 a.m. Oh, and then what about our amazing listeners out in Hawaii? It's a little earlier. God bless you for getting up that early. You're probably just coming from the club. That's what's happening there.
Yeah, it's a party that you're just returning from right now.
You're like, what am I listening to? I'm trying to stay awake. Oh, yeah. Okay, so really, let's talk for a second and really spend time. I was, by the way, trying to get my buddy. Pablo Pereira is the weather guy at Fox 11 News. Used to be at Channel 7 for many years. And I'm super bummed because I don't have a, it is a holiday weekend. So one of my brother's caregivers has to take the day off. So I'm going to be filling in for him today. So I won't be able to go. And I think he's going to be mad at me when I tell him this because I really wanted to go. But his father, I believe in his 90s, unfortunately, well, and I would say, always heartbreaking, but he transitioned is what I'm trying to get with into. He was a veteran. And so it is incredible that he is going to be only like, there's only like two spots that somehow opened up at the cemetery, at the, you know, here at, you know, West LA across the street from the federal building. Right. So it's incredible. They're going to have a full his burial is going to have full military honors.
Oh, that's going to be incredible to watch.
Incredible. Absolutely. And so I want to go, but I got to figure this out with my caregiver situation. You know how it is. Parents all across the world juggling all this. So, but I was trying to get Pablo to get on, but I know he's been so busy working and trying to get all this together for his father. They're honoring him today. And anyway, he didn't wake up for my phone call. I called. He's asleep. But let's talk about Memorial Day, because truthfully, the reason why you have a day off is, yes, to go have fun, enjoy your time with your family, but really take a moment to observe the purpose of tomorrow. And it is really to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally, by the way, known as, we could say it all together,
Decoration Day.
Yes, originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday. In what year, you ask, Tessa Barrera, who already knows the answer? 1971.
I was just going to say that.
I know. It's crazy. It's like I read your mind. I think what's... But, you know, but as we, and you know, in various towns and cities across the country, there are all types of ceremonies and celebrations taking place and memorials, people decorating graves, flowers, reciting prayers. But I think it's so important also that when we talk about our veterans, whether, you know, they have passed or not, what are we doing right now? We have so many veterans that are coming back that need jobs, and they understand chain of command. They understand service. There's responsibility. You know, they're responsible human beings.
Quality people.
Yes. I feel like, why aren't we as a society not doing more to employ them? I mean, it's really just heartbreaking, especially when you hear of veterans who are homeless.
It is heartbreaking.
And speaking of that, you realize that the numbers of homeless people in LA County is up right now somewhere at 50,000. That's like a freaking city somewhere, whole town.
Yeah.
But they're releasing numbers shortly. I want to say like another week or two. And sadly, they're expecting that number to go back up. I mean, great. True, we're importing a lot of homeless folks too because of the weather, et cetera. So there's that. But there should be not one veteran living on our street. Not one. I mean, no one should be homeless, truthfully. But I mean, a veteran?
It's also mental health services are severely lacking for our vets. And
yeah,
that's something I'm a big proponent of. And
so am I.
Anything more that we can do to give adequate mental health services for the people who fought for this country, we got to take those steps.
I know. We're not going far enough. I mean, the truth is, even as we speak, I mean, we have so many of our men and women coming back from the Middle East. And some might say, well, it's not really active warfare. Are you kidding? Just being in that environment is different, is difficult. And now people get transferred back and they're just back in the States. And you expected to be able to listen to these sounds.
Just adjust immediately.
Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, like, Oh, by the way, so I went to go see John Wick, the movie, right? 3 with my father. And I actually turned to my dad and I said, Dad, I said, this is I mean, I'm enjoying the movie because I love Keanu Reeves, let's be real. But with all the violence in the movie, I thought, how can you watch this if you're a true veteran or someone that just came back from Afghanistan or Iraq? You can't. You can't. I mean, it's just like,
it's too real for you.
It's too real. Exactly. And you and I think about, wow, that's so sad because it really changes your quality of life completely. You can't just go see a movie like that and be like, oh my God, it's so cool. It's like, no, I've seen this in the in reality and it's horrible. So
Saving Private Ryan, when it came out in the theaters, had a similar effect with a lot of vets who went to see it. Within the first 10 minutes, they were having anxiety attacks and they had to get out of there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, it changes who you are without question.
Who you are. And so we need to do more. And on that note of mental health, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I know there's a festival in downtown, Rise Festival, being put up by the county. And it is that. It's really trying to talk about, hey, if you've got sadness, depression, because people always use that word freely, right? We always say, well, are you sad? I'm depressed today. The weather, like I always say that. I'm so depressed. It's so dark, you know. But there's a real biochemical element to this conversation, right? So depression is real. You can't just say, go read a feel better book and go listen to a tape from Tony Robbins or someone. Was that so old school to say tape? I know. But you get me, right?
Yeah.
So you can't just say like, cheer up, man. It's all good. I mean, no, depression's a very real thing. It's actually a chemical imbalance for some people. I'm not saying for everyone. But so back to our veterans. I mean, this is where I feel like we need to be a better support system. You know, if somebody has a job, you have a purpose, right? And especially coming back, you feel like I did all this. And how do I not have a place to come home to?
A place I defended.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you have your freedoms because of us. And especially for those who died, the ultimate sacrifice. Absolutely, tomorrow, I would just ask you, implore you to take a moment. They say at 3 o'clock is when they usually do the moment of silence. But just take a moment in your day and really say thank you. You know, everything is gratitude. And say thank you because, wow, someone absolutely just, you know, gave their all for us to be able to even sit in this booth as we speak in Burbank to be able to do this show freely, right? We take all these things for granted. We take for granted what a democracy is. And that's why I tell people it's a verb. It's not a noun. We have to keep working at it. And that's why you have to be respectful of our differing opinions because those people died for us to do that. So don't come over here and try to shut me down because I don't think like you. If anything, you know, we should all throw into the pot all the different ideas, and that way we get the best policy coming out of that. I really hope President Trump heard that part of my show right now.
He is listening in Japan right now.
I know.
I just know he's tuning in.
In between sumo matches.
I feel it. I really do.
Those are short matches, too, so he's got a lot of time to listen.
Okay. I'm sure I'll be getting a tweet in any second now.
That's how he definitely would respond.
Hey, you know what? We've got a great local story here, too. You have to hear about this. 13-year-old girl. Tough kid. She's a boxer, and she's got her sights set on Olympic gold, and she's a local kid. So we got her story coming up. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
We've been traveling far without a home, not without a star.
Hang on to that dream, buddies. That's right. A little Neil Diamond to get you started on this holiday Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. America. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Woo! I would love to be a fly on the wall, though. I'm not going to lie, at the Emperor's Palace right now with President Trump and the Emperor of Japan. Like, what do they talk about, like, in between, right? Like, hey, so, do you still like your wife? I don't know. Like, what are they talking about? You know they have those random conversations. Come on.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right?
I wish I knew what was going on in there.
I think about these random things, I tell you. Tessa?
There are no flies at the Emperor's.
That is very true. That is very true.
They're rolling out the red carpet for him. He's having a time. He's golfing. I mean, it's like for, you know, it's a meeting, but it's not. It's like
visit.
A holiday meeting type-ish.
Well, they're trying to strengthen the bond between two nations, you know? Good. Not so shabby. All right. Well, you know what? I did want to... You know, should we do this yoga story after this little girl story?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do that then, Producer Sam. It's a really funny story about yoga and Iran. Okay, but before, I love this local story. So there's this 13-year-old kid here in in Los Angeles, I should say, who is just a little, she's a tough kid. Love her. She had a really, really, she was very sick at one point, and now at 13, she's beating the odds in so many different ways. She's part of Operation Progress. It is an organization that pairs volunteers, police officer mentors with young people. And here is a story of Miss Marilyn Gonzalez.
And motor skills.
I didn't remember my parents, my family. I lost memory. I couldn't even walk. I couldn't even hold a spoon. A whole bunch of doctors came and no one found out what it was.
It took years to get her back to where she is now.
My family, my parents, little by little, they started teaching me how to hold a spoon, how to walk. They would help me. They would carry me when I would get tired. And so thanks to them, I got better.
Boxing is more than a sport for Marilyn. She trains every day after school.
I do this because it's my passion. I love getting in the ring. I love the people who support me. And I love fighting. Right when they raise your hand, it's an emotion you can't explain.
And she's got a lot of people in her corner, including LAPD officer Juan Bustamante, who's also a boxer, and her mentor. They met through Operation Progress, an organization that connects volunteer cops with youth.
Outside of the ring, she's a superstar as well. She has a 4.0 GPA. She's an outstanding person, very respectful.
Last year, she fought in the Junior Olympics.
I unfortunately lost, but that motivated me to keep on going, keep training harder.
She's coming for redemption this time. She came a little bit short last time, but this time she has a lot more experience. She has a lot more fights under her belt.
To win a gold medal means everything to me because I could bring it back to my community. And I also want to do like a club, a community of boxers. I want to like train them so they could feel the same emotion I feel when I win.
Oh, my God. What a cutie. What a cutie, this Marilyn, huh? She's from Watts, by the way.
Amazing.
She's a little born fighter, this kid. I mean, it's her passion, and I love this. I want to bring it back to my community. Like, you're 13. Who's thinking about your community? You're usually talking about emojis and your selfies.
Yeah, and she has
a GoFundMe, right?
Yeah, she has a GoFundMe. She's trying to get to a national tournament later on in June in Madison, Wisconsin. Go check out the GoFundMe, and look up Junior Olympic 2019, Madison, Wisconsin.
I love that. Well, we'll also post this, by the way, on our Facebook page. So Producer Sam will put that up there try to help this kid. But I love this. I mean, the fact you see this video of her fighting, and she's a cute little kid, and she's little, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. I remember I was about that age when I was taking jiu-jitsu classes, and I was, like, all into it up until I saw a little bit of blood on my leg, and I was like, it's the end of it. It's the end of the world. I'm out.
This is what
Tapping
I'm saying.
Out,
the
right?
fact that she's lost, and she's like, no, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to train harder, that mm-hmm. speaks volumes. Because let me tell you something. When I said I fought,
yeah,
I lost one match, and I was like, it was a decision, and I was like, oh, I'm done. Oh, I completely quit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tessa Barrera, let's not bury the lead. What? You were a boxer?
I did Golden Gloves. Let's not take it away from her. She's the
no,
badass.
No, I know. She's the star, but you did really? What's Golden Gloves? Tell me.
That's boxing. That's like what she's doing. So I'm going to actually donate to her GoFundMe because for her not to give up, that's crazy.
You know.
Oh no, it takes guts to get beat, and at that age especially, like, you get beat and then you say, oh no, I'm gonna go back for more, I'm gonna train harder. Like, I didn't have that in me. I was like, oh no, moving on now.
Yeah,
on to like, something else.
We're gonna get beat up in the news business. That's what we do. On a regular basis. But no, but you know what, that is so true, because at 13 it is a transformative period of your life. You're a little girl. You know, if you get hurt as well, I do think that it does have a different impact. Also, I mean, listen, just keeping it real, I got my period at about 12, 13. I mean, there's that emotional, like, biochemical situation happening in your body as well. So God bless Marilyn that she is still so focused. And it's obviously her passion. And that's the thing, right? Finding what you love. And it's so cool that at 13 she has found that. And it's not like she's this little muscular thing. I mean, she's petite.
She's right? been through so much. And then she makes so great much. Grades. That's
straight
amazing.
A student.
Straight
that's
A
right.
student, yeah.
Straight A student.
That's
Come
a lot.
On.
That's a lot.
From Watts, by the way. I don't think she has car service. It's not like she has a tutor.
No.
It's not like it's a silver spoon or anything on a silver platter fed to her. She is doing this. She's a fighter. And I love that she cares. I mean, so many kids these days obviously don't even know how to talk to you because it's all digital. They're all digital natives. And all they do are collabs. You know what I mean? That's
no,
a cool
great.
Talk.
She's so she's a great speaker. Great
what
interview.
A great kid. Yeah, I'd love to. Let's see at some point if we can try to get her on the show to hear more about her journey.
I'd
like to
right?
hear about her family. Like, you know, what's the story behind it all? Well, we certainly need more people like her also in office in Iran with a little more common sense. And I say that because Iranian police arrested, did you hear, 30 people. How dare they? Because they were doing yoga. And it's because of what they were wearing. How dare you wear yoga clothes for a yoga class? Can you imagine that? So it was a private yoga class in Gorgan. So I guess it's a city in the north part of the country. And it was men and women in this class participating. And, the Young Journalist Club says that they were wearing inappropriate clothing.
Everyone in L.A. would be arrested.
All of us. I mean, we'd be arrested, you and I, right now, if they saw what we were wearing with our little yoga pants. Okay. But apparently this Young Journalist Club, how cute are they, too, huh? They quoted a member of the Crime Prevention Unit in the Golestan Province Judiciary as saying the yoga teacher was among those arrested. And the case has been referred to the prosecutor's office. We'd have no chance in hell.
Not
have you
even.
Seen everybody the way we walk around in this town? You know, I swear, it reminds me of when I went to, I went to Pakistan. And my friend, so I went to Pakistan to on vacation. Crazy. Right, I know, cray cray. So my friend had never been there. Her mom is from there. Mom wanted to go back to find a bride for the brother and said, you know, daughter, come with me. And she tells best friend me, hey, why don't you come visit? And I was like, never been. I am a journalist. Curious. Let's go. So they go before me. So I have to go by myself. So I'm like, I'm not trying to get shot the moment I land. So what should I wear? I dye my hair darker. I wear long sleeve, long skirt. And I get there and I'm just laughing because speaking of yoga pants, my friend, not to out her, but she does have breast implants and they're very big and she's very skinny. And so it protrudes. It's like a very obvious thing when you see her. I walk out of the airport and I'm like trying to be so conservative and low key. And it's mostly men, right, with, you know, their outfits and everything. And I look in the distance and I'm like, I will kill her if I don't see her because I don't have a number. I don't even know where I'm going. I'm in Islamabad, Pakistan, right? And I look into the distance and all of a sudden I see my friend jumping up, Elizabeth, Elizabeth. And she's wearing a tight top with her breasts jumping all over the place. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to get shot. Don't talk to me. Don't even look at me.
Cover up.
Cover up. Get me a blanket fast. It was so funny. But it goes back to that, right? I mean, it's a different world.
Yeah.
Super conservative.
We take things yes. for granted. Yes. I mean, and it's interesting. So I have a lot of Persian friends and they tell me Iran is very Western, the mentality with people. It's just the government that is so not it's conservative. I don't even think it fits. It's not even the right word. They're
oh,
just
no, they're beyond
little,
conservative.
They're backwards a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's how they feel. I mean, a lot of people there feel that way. Like they're just,
They legislate happiness. That's the thing.
Exactly that,
I remember
they
the when Pharrell had Happy and people were recording videos of them dancing to that.
Yes.
They did that in Iran and those people got arrested.
They did get arrested. That's
they
right.
legislated happiness.
They punish happiness. But we celebrate happiness. And that's why we'll be back with more. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa on the horizon. So I love this. So producer Sam, go ahead, Mr. Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Avengers theme song. I love that one. Yeah, a guy in New Jersey was caught driving drunk to police headquarters to pick up a woman who was charged with DWI.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? You realize, by the way, CHP is on maximum enforcement. So everyone is working and there will be sobriety checkpoints everywhere you go. So don't get smart. Don't think you can do this. And don't think you can get on one of those little birds, what do they call those things, the little scooters, and you can just roll around wasted from one bar to the next and just drop them anywhere. Because apparently Santa Monica is also doing some maximum enforcement deal out there to make sure you don't just drop the scooter anywhere. In fact, I was downtown. I went to the Whole Foods and I got out of my car and there was literally a scooter like right in front, like just torn up, like right there. I'm like, I can't even get out of the car because people just drop them like they drop their panties or something. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? Gosh, it really is annoying. And I always think about it because, you know, I'm a big special needs advocate. I think of my people in wheelchairs or, you know, who have vision problems and can't see certain things. Peripheral vision's a big deal. My brother suffers from that. And so I'm like, God, you know, be a little more considerate. Like, just place them where they're supposed to be. I know Santa Monica's become very, very strict about it because that's kind of where it all initiated, right? Test grounds were there, and then people would just drop them everywhere. But it's still an issue.
Yeah, and a lot of cities are banning them outright. They don't want them at CSUN's campus. There are certain places that they just don't want them. And I understand the benefit of it because you're taking cars off the road. At the same time, there's going to be side effects.
Exactly. I mean, there's. I'm telling you, I don't know how else it's going to work. Like, I love the whole bike lane idea, too, over in, you know, like with downtown. But I realized, oh, my God, I was driving the other day, and I thought, oh, they stole my lane? Like, I can't park here anymore? This is terrible. And I'm sorry, but you can't get on a bike with, like, your groceries and your five kids, right? Like, it's not realistic.
Well, I feel you.
Yeah, it's not realistic. I mean, honestly, you can't get a whole family on a bicycle and be like, yo, let's go to the supermarket and come back because we want to save, you know, the environment. Like, we're going to save the environment, but we're going to have to do it, you know, in a little bit more of a comprehensive approach. Okay. Can you play that again? That's a really good Avengers. That's the Avengers mariachi theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. But it makes me think of Star Wars. Because you realize what's happening next weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is Avengers, but anyway, we'll play a little Avengers for Star Wars, unless you can find Star Wars 2. So I just threw that on you. But it is cute. Look at that. Good feel. You realize that next Saturday, is it Saturday or Friday? Hold on. Let me look this up fast. I had it right here. Where'd it go? And I saw that there's a $21 million mansion for sale in OC.
Oh, damn.
I know you were looking for a house, so I thought I'd throw that out there. Laguna Niguel, not so shabby. Okay, everything you need to know about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge coming to Disneyland. Not this summer, honey, but as of next weekend.
Yes.
Wow, it is part of the new $1 billion renovation project. So it's May 31st. What is that? May 31st?
5 days from now.
That is 5 days from now. Huh? That's Friday. That's next Friday. So what's crazy, and I know we're all excited about like getting in there and doing the whole Star Wars experience, but as producer Sam was sharing earlier, truth is, good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's a lottery system, right?
Yeah, I think it's a lottery system that for people lucky enough that are going to get in, they'll be able to experience it without a major crowd in there. But there's going to be a lot of disappointed people there.
A lot. They're like, I'm going to pilot the Millennium Falcon. I'm going to build my own lightsaber. Belly up to a cantina bar for an alien cocktail. Yeah, good luck. That's unless you get one of those, you know, you get lucky and get one of those. Wait, what is this?
Star Wars.
Mariachi Star Wars. That's so funny. Oh, that is kind of cool, though. Well, it seems like they're going to have some pretty neat things there happening. They're going to have the Millennium Falcon. I can't speak. There's a rise, what is this? Rise of the Resistance is one of the rides, right?
Yeah.
It's going to combine four ride experiences into one of the longest attractions ever created for a Disney theme park. Here's my thing. By the time I get a shot to go in there and check out the Galaxy Edge, they're going to be on to the next big thing. Because I think it's going to be lines and lines for days. So I don't know about that.
And really, look at what Disney's doing. They've got the Marvel Universe down. They've got Star Wars. They're cornering the market on everything that everybody wants to do. And they're making a land for it specifically in Disneyland.
Yeah.
So there's going to be people lining up for years
for
to
years.
Get into this.
I was going to say for years, exactly. So are you willing to? Here's my question: are you willing to wait for days?
Oh hell yeah!
You're like, I'm in.
What kind of nerd do you think I am?
You're legit. You're committed. You're committed.
I should be committed.
I love it. You are so cute. All right, calendar section. I know there's a lot going on. All right. So the Queen Mary, a salute to service taking place at the Long Beach-based ocean liner from yesterday through tomorrow. In fact, through tomorrow. They've got family-friendly activities looking at historical reenactments, recalling the ship's service in World War II And they also have a, let's see here, it says Pierside Memorial Day service next to the USS Iowa, taking place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. The free event will include a patriotic dance performance, courtesy of the San Pedro City Ballet, as well as kid activities. So that's really great, especially since we're honoring our men and women in military. The Nixon Library in Yorba Linda will feature a panel discussion tomorrow on how the wives and mothers of Vietnam's POWs joined forces to help free their husbands, as told by those women. That sounds very, very interesting. Also, ceremonies taking place at our country's national cemeteries. Tomorrow, events scheduled for the Los Angeles National Cemetery, which is where Pablo Pereira's father is being buried today with full military honors, sending him and his family lots of love. Also, Bakersfield National Cemetery, Riverside National Cemetery, and several other locations throughout the state, and of course, throughout the nation. If you're listening to us on the East Coast, you know all those. Also, a lot of parades happening tomorrow. One of the biggest setting out along Sherman Way, so get there early, well before the 11 a.m. start time, and find some sidewalk for the Canoga Park Memorial Day weekend. Okay, also some Memorial Day barbecue specials at Party at Incognito, $45 per tray. Wow. Okay, the Arts District Charming Robataya and Sushi Spot. That sounds, who knew? Mm. They're offering an all-weekend special. Put a little Japanese spin on some of America's favorite foods. I like it. Simi Valley Cajun and Blues Festival. One day is $25, 2 days, $45. Basically, they're looking at all kinds of yummy Cajun meals. You love Cajun food, John?
Oh, yeah. We got New Orleans coming to Simi Valley.
That's what I'm talking about. I like. And then Topanga Days Country Fair. I've been wanting to go to this for the longest time. Have you heard?
Yeah.
Have you been here to this little picturesque Topanga Canyon Pate?
It's at the community, country club or something. But yeah, it's one of those things.
Topanga Community Club.
Yeah, the community club.
That's right.
It's really a great experience, especially you get kind of that excellent 60s hippie vibe.
Yeah, very bohemian, right?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then the last thing is RuPaul's Drag Con.
Yay!
Woo! Come on. We've got something for everybody. Gender swapping culture and couture at this colossal convention from, of course, the drag queen herself, RuPaul. One day pass is $40. What happened to our music? 2 day pass, $70, and VIP, $300. All right, much more on our page, KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. We'll put that GoFundMe up of that young lady, Marilyn Gonzalez from Watts, a born fighter, an incredible kid. But again, remember, take a moment to a moment of silence today or tomorrow when you go to church today as well, or your service. And, you know, let's honor our men and women from the military. And don't forget, we're on social media as well if you need to reach us. Questions, comments, we want to hear from you. Have an incredible weekend. Be safe tomorrow. Remember, you know, drinking and driving. Oh, and one last tip, because we forgot, and we'll put those on our website, grilling.
Yes.
What's the most important grilling tip there, Producer Sam?
If you like well done, go with a thinner cut. If you like rare steak, get a thicker cut, and make sure you use high temperature.
And my tip?
Also, don't catch fire.
You stole my thunder. That was my line, producer. Board up, Hector. All right, just kidding. All right, guys, have an incredible day. God bless you. Oh, Jesus Christ Show is next. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.